Welcome back, everybody, to the RPO Podcast. We do have a lot in store for you today, so we will hop right into it. First, we'll start out with the Le'Veon Bell release, which happened late last night, around 9 o'clock. Now, part of me thinks this might be a little bit of Adam Gase, who should get fired himself, following Dan Quinn and Bill O'Brien. In 2017, he had arguably his best career year in the league. And then he had to hold out 2018 for more money. Held out the entire year. Settled for less money with a worse team. But there was more money guaranteed. And then he had a rookie. He had a young quarterback. And Sam Darnold, second-year quarterback. And they did horrible. They did better towards the end of the year. But he was hurt. So they are like, okay, doesn't look like he's worth all this $50 million right now. And then he plays this year. He's playing like, he's not playing like his 2017 self. He's putting up like 3.7 yards per carry. No touchdowns. And this week, the Jets release him after a terrible performance against Arizona. So, what does this mean for Le'Veon Bell? I'm giving you my top three landing spots for Bell and why I think he could go there. Back to Pittsburgh. One, he could go back to Pittsburgh because for less money. I think he's worth maybe $20 million now. At the most. With how much he digressed over the years. Go back to Pittsburgh. James Conner, he's suffered some injuries last year. You know, be like a number two guy. So that's one thing. Go back to Pittsburgh for roughly maybe $20 million at the most, $10 million at the least. This is about the same for everybody. We have the Rams. And he could go to the Rams, either one of the LA teams. He could be a mentor for Cam Akers in LA. And Austin Eckler, he just has been on crutches, and they don't really have a good number two back, which is why I'm saying he could go to LA to be their lead back starting now. In terms of again, maybe the most for LA, they have a big market there. Most for them could be roughly maybe $15 million, and with the Chargers too, he would be helping out a young quarterback in Justin Herbert. Now my third and final team is the first I was thinking maybe the Patriots, but then they have so many running backs. And then I was thinking the Green Bay Packers, but they have Aaron Jones and they just drafted another guy. So, who all could be there to pick him up? Again, maybe I was thinking the Falcons, but they just have Todd Gurley, and they have a decent number two running back in Brian Hill. But the Raiders. 1-2 combo. Josh Jacobs goes, pounds the rock. You know, get Le'Veon Bell, maybe a good number two guy. Amazing number two guy, former number one back. Show what he's worth. And the Raiders, I mean, they just beat the Chiefs. So, things could be looking up. Now, where could Dwayne Haskins go? If you're interested in that, stick around, please, after this quick sponsor break. So, this week, Dwayne Haskins got demoted to the third string after his career high performance against the Ravens in week four. So in week five, he was, so now that we're in week five and the trade deadline's coming up this month, it sounds like the Washington football team is looking to trade away their number 15th overall pick in the young gunslinger Dwayne Haskins from their draft pick a year ago. Here are my top five picks for where he could stay or land. 5, Washington football team. I think there's a high potential that he could stay in Washington. If Kyle Allen doesn't perform well over these next couple of weeks, and if Alex Smith proves not to be the answer anymore. Dwayne is the only other logical choice. He just, now, he has been sick. There have been some rumors that perhaps he wasn't sick. Those have been addressed by the coaches himself and team doctors. So next, number 4, Las Vegas. This is maybe the least likely to happen on this list. Derek Carr has asserted himself as the top 5, the top 12 caliber QB of the last year, but something, and John Gruden and Mike Mayock really are showing a lot of potential, so they think the sky is their guy still, especially with just giving him Marcus Mariota to compete with for the starting job this year. But in 2019, in the pre-draft, Gruden met with Dwayne a lot at the combine, pro day. They had like multiple workouts together. And a private visit. But Gruden has rarely ever pulled a trigger on a high draft pick on a rookie quarterback. So he could be in an insurance policy if things go sideways. 4. The Las Vegas Raiders. Denver, next one. In the rumor mill for the NFL, there have been some reports that Denver is looking to sign trade for Dwayne. Drew Locke suffered a shoulder injury and should be out for a little while. They don't really have an asserted backup. Blake Bortles didn't play too well. Brett Rippon, you don't want to have Brett Rippon as your backup now, do you? So, as an insurance bonus, Dwayne. In 2019, they were also looking for a quarterback, and they had 2 picks before the Washington team. So, they met with Dwayne a lot. They know what he's like. So, they're also a potential team. We have the Saints. Now, I don't really like this one, but it's possible. Drew Brees is 41. Jameis Winston just had 30 picks, 30 interceptions last year. Taysom Hill, he's a gadget player, but I wouldn't put him at quarterback. Again, there's really no risk in this. You know, you're not, Washington's not going to be asking for a, actually, they probably will be asking for a first overall, number one overall pick. They're not getting a number one overall pick for the third string. The highest pick they might get is a third, if they're lucky. But a big arm pocket passer is what Sean Payton really likes. And my number one, New England. Bill Belichick, turn this man around, please. I would love seeing Dwayne in New England. I think it'd be a great fit for him. They tried bringing in an enforcer coach with Ron Rivera into Washington this year. Didn't work out. Number one guy who's changed people in the locker room, Randy Moss, is one of them. Cam Newton, they signed him to a one-year deal. Why not have Dwayne as your backup? Or potentially starter. Jared Stidham isn't looking too good. This is why they're my number one. It'd be amazing if they could get Dwayne. It would be great for Dwayne's career. He would have the chance to potentially start. Those are my top five. Four. Dwayne Haskins and landing this season before the trade deadline. Next, we have scores and predictions for NFL 6. So, week 5 is in the books, everybody. Ended last night. Now, we will get my reactions and predictions. So, reactions for week 5, predictions for week 6. Right now. First game, we have Bucks-Bears. Bears narrowly come away with the win, 20-19. So, I'm 0-1 so far on my predictions list. Santos, the Bears kicker, coming away with the go-ahead 38-yard field goal with 1 minute and 13 seconds remaining. Brady really fumbled the bag in this game. I mean, he forgot a fourth down play, which ultimately led to their loss. Eagles, Steelers, 28-29. Steelers, Pitt start 4-0 for the first time since 1979, which was the year rookie Franco Harris was drafted. 1-1 so far this week. Cardinals stomp all over the 0-5 Jets, 30-10. Arizona's first road win against the Jets since week 10 in 1975. 2-1. Raiders, Chiefs. Raiders upset the Chiefs, 40-32. And this is Las Vegas' first win at Arrowhead Stadium since week 8 in 2012. 2-2. Jags, Texans. Texans, 30-14. Houston's won 11 of the last 13 games against Jacksonville. They've won 5 straight. 3-2. Ravens, Bengals. Bengals fall to 1-3-1 in the 27-3 loss to the Ravens. Lamar Jackson is 8-1 against all career, against versus the NFC North opponents. 3-3. Panthers, Falcons. 0-5. This is the first time Atlanta started 0-5 since 1997. And this is, they lost 23-16. 4-3. Dolphins, 49ers. 43-17. Dolphins. Both these teams are now 2-3. This is the most points Miami scored since week 7 in 2015. 4-4. Giants, Cowboys. 0-5. Giants are now last in the NFC East. The Cowboys, though, I don't know if it was worth it. I mean, yeah, they won the game and they're now first place in the NFC East. But anybody can win this division right now. And they lost their franchise quarterback in Dak for the season. And who knows how long. Much longer. We don't know if it's going to impact them. In which ways? Greg Zuerlein kicks the game-winning field goal, 34, with as time expired, 5-4. Colts Browns. Actually, I'll go back to that Cowboys Giants game real quick. This just proves that the NFC is the worst division. The NFC East can't do anything. We're almost tied to our rival, the Giants, who have been one of the worst teams in football in recent memory. Over, like, the past 5 years, the last playoff appearance was 4 years ago, and they barely slipped by then. Colts, Browns, 4-1 on the year, 32-23. That's the first 4-1 start since 1994, which, if I'm not mistaken, that's when legendary college football coach Nick Saban was their defensive coordinator and the best football coach of all time. And don't tell me I'm wrong, because I'm not wrong on this one. Bill Belichick was their head coach. Next, we have football team versus the Rams. I'm going to highlight this game. I'm going to talk about this game for at least 2 minutes right now. This was the worst football game from the Washington football team I've seen in a long while. You know, all around, we played like trash. We were just like piles of trash just sitting there. But on the Rams defense of line just got to us. Just got sacked 8 times. Our all line just let them in, sort of. It was like, oh, you want to sack our quarterback? Please, go ahead. It's not like our quarterback is just coming back from breaking his leg 2 years ago and this is his first start in 636 days. But on that, Alex Smith, it was amazing to see Alex Smith come back. And everybody might say, this is the best comeback I've ever seen. This was the highlight of my year, seeing Alex Smith come back from that leg injury. Watched that live on television. It gave me nightmares for 2 weeks. So, I'll give you the amazing stat. Scrimmage touchdown for D. Henderson. It's a career high for him. Next, we have Viking Seahawks. Seahawks pull away 27-26, barely notching the win. First 5-0 start in history for the Seahawks. Saints Chargers. Chargers can't hold on to a lead for anything. They had a lead against the reigning Super Bowl champs and the Chiefs. They had the lead against the Saints this week. Blew it in overtime. Will Lutz kicking the game-winning 36-yard field goal. And Justin Herbert's looking like the offensive MVP candidate. Titans, Bills. First 4-0 start for the second time in franchise history. The first time was in 2008. Titans, 42-16. Bills fall to 4-1 on the year. Titans, 4-0. Handling that AFC South division. Did you see that play, though, on Tuesday Night Football by Derrick Henry, where he just lifted up Josh Norman, threw him to the ground? That was really cool. Why don't we have Derrick Henry, the Washington football team? Anyway, we have Week 6 predictions, so write these down. First up, on Sunday... First game on Sunday. We don't have any Thursday night games this week because of the Tuesday night game. Ravens stomp all over the Eagles. Ravens move up to 5-1, stay second in the NFC North. Eagles, they are third to last in the NFC East, which is really bad. Not gonna lie, in this predicament we're in right now. Broncos, Patriots. Patriots play the Broncos, and the Patriots are going to move to 3-2, while the Broncos stay with one win against the team with the first overall pick in the Jets. New England's won 5 straight home games versus Denver, and that's including the playoffs. Texans, Titans. Titans run all over the Texans in this week's matchup. Texans move to being third to last in the NFC, AFC South, where the Texans have a firm grip on first. Steelers, Browns. Browns move to 4-2 on the year, while the Steelers move to 5-0. Ben Roethlisberger and Pitt is 22-2-1. And with a career record against Cleveland. Vikings, Falcons. Atlanta has its first game under interim head coach Raheem Morris after they fired their defensive-minded coach in Dan Quinn. I think the Falcons aren't going to blow a lead this time. They're going to win with their first game under their interim head coach. Moving to 1-5 on the year, and the Vikings fall to 1-5 on the year as well. Jaguars, Lions. Lions just coming off a bye. Jaguars just coming off a loss against the Texans. Jacksonville's allowed 30-plus points in 4 straight games. Jaguars come away with the dub, coming 2-4. In this year's, so far in this year's league. Bengals, Colts. Colts move to 4-2 on the year, where the Bengals fall to 1-4-1. Indy's allowed fewer than 265 passing yards in 5 straight games. And boy, oh boy, is that good. Bears, Panthers. Bears move to 5-1 the year as the Panthers fall to 500 with head coach Matt Rhule. Chicago is one of 2 teams to have each game decided by 1 score. Football team versus the Giants, divisional matchup. Washington's lost the last 4 of its games by guess how many points? 14 plus. That's not good. We have an amazing pass rush. We're 6th with, I believe, 16 sacks. Now, and we also have 7 turnovers, a lot of picks, 3 of them coming from Kendall Fuller. We've had at least 1 pick in each of our games. Okay, Jets, Dolphins. Dolphins move to 3-3 on the year. Jets 0-6. The Jets have 15 points per game this season. Fewest in the NFL. Pack Nation versus the Bucks. Green Bay has given up 30-plus points, 0 giveaways in 4 straight games. This week, they don't give up 30-plus points. They give up 20 points in the win against the Bucks. Because A-Rod has a chip on his shoulder. 49ers-Rams, another divisional matchup. This is really big. Because the Rams are first in the, or second in the NFC North. Where the 49ers are trying to make their comeback from losing in a blowout loss against the Miami Dolphins. The Rams have allowed 1-plus pass touchdown or fewer in 4 of the last 5 games. Didn't allow 1 against Washington last week. Bills, Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Bills both lost their first game of the season. Bills didn't look too great. But the Bills, they bounced back, moving to 5-1 in the season, and the Chiefs fall down to 4-2. Cardinals, Cowboys. Cardinals go all over the Dallas terrible defense because, and also they don't have the leading passer in the league in Dak Prescott anymore. So, and Andy Dalton, he's lost four straight games on Monday Night Football. Those, my friends, are all my predictions for this week's games. The Chargers, Raiders, Seahawks, and Saints all on a bye. Thank you for listening to my predictions on the RPO podcast. If you can listen, you can follow me on Instagram, where I post breaking news updates and up-to-date content about my podcast. Please feel free to follow me there. It would be a big help. And see you next week.